Through the same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam. Allah's peace be upon all of you. Thank you very much for joining us. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we're going to speak about crying for Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to join us.
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى كربلاء كربلاء.
Today, Monday, is the 24th of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 31st of Mordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Al-Furqan, verse 54, which we listen to.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وهو الذي خلق من الماء بشرا فجعله نسبا وصهرا وكان ربك قديرا.
And it is he who has created from semen a human being and made him a relative by lineage and marriage, and ever is your Lord competent concerning creation.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
According to a tradition, this verse is sent down about the Prophet and Imam Ali, peace be upon them. For the Prophet married his daughter Fatima off to Ali. Therefore, Ali, peace be upon him, was both the cousin of the Prophet and the spouse of his daughter. These narrations are some clear extensions of the verse, and they do not prevent generality of the meaning of the verse. This verse includes any relationship that is created by the way of blood and marriage, and one of its clear extensions is the bilateral relationship of Ali and Prophet, peace be upon them. The earth and sky shed no tears for oppressors. In the Holy Quran, Allah refers to the drowning of Pharaoh and his army as follows. In the Holy Quran, Allah, the Almighty, says, "And neither heaven nor earth shed a tear over them, nor were they given a respite again." This holy verse proves that crying over the unjust is not permissible, but those who are just and have been treated unfairly can be cried and lamented over. This verse proves that there are certain people in the world upon whom the heaven and the earth weep. That is why Allah refers to the people of Pharaoh, who were not from amongst those people who are cried upon by the heaven and the earth, but they are some other dear creatures of Allah.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bihi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with shedding tears in favor of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. We find that, such kind of lamentation cannot be limited only to, for example, the anniversary of the martyrdom of an infallible or a great personality. Rather, for example, in the case of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the 40th day of his martyrdom, that is Arba'in, is also commemorated very ardently. Other cultures or other traditions, other peoples do have similar occasions. They commemorate the death of their beloved people. Now, what's indicated here in this connection is that on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, we shed tears, we practice chest beating, or for example, we join commemorative sessions and so on, simply to renew, to have the news and the messages renewed to us. This is one point. Another point is that by showing our sympathy to such practices, and at the same time, by getting involved in such ceremonies, we not only do we show our loyalty, rather, we are going to receive some more information right from our childhood. We have informally, in the form of, within the frame of informal education, we have received many lessons from the life and times of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Granted that not everybody, not all Shi'is are expected to know all the nooks and corners of the life and times of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, at least the overall ceremony and the overall tragedy is well known to all Shi'is and to a large extent to all Muslims in the whole Islamic world. In this connection, when we join such mournful commemorative sessions and ceremonies, we intend to show our sympathy. We intend to show to both to ourselves and to others that we are still true believers in the character, career, and the missions of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and we do believe in his deeds, in his great achievements.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn. It is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah. The history and philosophy of Azza al-Hussein we're going to speak about. On one occasion, the poet Ja'far ibn Affan recited to our Imam Sadiq a poem on the tragedy of Karbala. The Imam began to weep uncontrollably. He then addressed the poet in the following terms. O Affan, do not think that it is only those whom you can see here are listening to your poetry. In fact, Allah's closest angels are present here at this majlis, and they are all listening to your recitation, and they too lament and weep. May Allah bless you for what you have recited. He will, inshallah, reward you with paradise,
for your efforts on our behalf. Azal Hussein was a phenomenon which gripped Muslim conscience immediately after the tragedy of Karbala.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار فلا جعله الله آخر العهد من زيارتك السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام
Today's a special and a reward for expressing grief over the murder of Imam al-Hussein and his companions. Imam Reza, peace be upon him, said, "He who deems the day of Ashura as a day of tragedy, who grieves and weeps, Allah the Glorious shall make the day of judgment a day of joy and happiness for him." Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, also said, "He who remembers us or in whose presence we are remembered and as a result shed tears, sheds eyes, even though they may be in the measure of wing of a mosquito, Allah shall construct for him a house in paradise and make these tears a barrier between him and the fire of the hell."
سید عباس رضویان.
السلام علیک یا ابا عبدالله. Peace and salutations be upon you, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. I send you my condolences. We talked about incorporating Ziyarat Ashura in our lives, our day-to-day lives. We said that first, a person needs to realize that the core of Ashura is bala, is a test and tribulation that Allah has placed for Imam Hussein, and that he even wanted Imam Hussein to come to Karbala with his family members, with his children, so that he could see them become captives to complete his test and to see what Imam Hussein would do. Alhamdulillah, with his patience, Imam Hussein amazed the angels. The second position we talked about was the position of grieving for Imam Hussein, the position of sorrow. You cannot expect to benefit from Ashura while you're very happy and very joyful during this time period. When you have huzn, when you have grief, when you wear black and you basically you're showing and displaying your grief for Imam Hussein, then you will have, inshallah, the mercy and the bounties that a musab, a person that affliction and calamity happen upon them, will receive. Third, we talked about the maqam of silm and the maqam of lan in harb, meaning that we approach Imam Hussein, we come to his tent, we take away all our bad actions, all our bad habits, and we do whatever Imam Hussein and his companions did. What did they do in the night of Ashura? They were praying and worshiping towards God. Therefore, we leave everything else from our hearts besides the worship of God. Once this is done, our actions are full of fulfilling God's commands. Our hearts are full of God's remembrance. We reach, as we do the dua in Ziyarat Ashura, that Allah gives us al-maqam al-mahmud, the praiseworthy station, the station of the Holy Prophet, the position of Imam Hussein. And it is then that we begin to truly enjoy life. And this is the effect of spirituality, this al-maqam al-mahmud.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. keep us in your prayers and morning gatherings. Fi aman Allah.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati wa mamati wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.